This is a rare sight in Sri Lanka's present economic crisis. New hires for the railways department. The government had frozen recruitment and lowered the retirement age to 60 across the public sector in order to save money. But some, like Sumedha Somaratna, says this is not the way.
If state sector workers retire, their pension has to be paid. A salary when they are working on contract and overtime must also be paid. Whereas, if they are given an extension, the government will have to pay just one salary.
The retirement rule forced over 20,000 workers out of their jobs on December 31st, sending ripples across the country. Dozens of trains were cancelled and the health sector was thrown into chaos, with some hospitals reportedly losing their entire staff of specialists. Meanwhile, government plans to increase electricity prices for a second time in 5 months have been met with stiff resistance from regulators.
If the proposal to increase electricity comes from the cabinet, we are ready to nullify and reject it. At a time we are seeing malnutrition and unemployment and similar problems, we don't believe that is the time for an increase.
The government is determined to go ahead with the hike, consulting the Attorney General about how it can proceed without the Commission's approval. Rate hikes and painful cuts to government spending are required to secure a $2.9 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Experts say it is a vital lifeline for Sri Lanka as it struggles to confront the worst economic crisis in its history.
The IMF guidance is very important to us. Yes, it's going to be very painful for a shorter period, but if we don't go through this painful period, if we don't go through these decisions and make adjustments and reforms to our fiscal policy, I believe the situation in Sri Lanka would get worse than what we experienced in March, April, May, June periods.
President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who previously served as Prime Minister during the height of the economic crisis, is keen to show he's in control, presiding over the first working day of the new year.
For decades, successive governments have implemented populist measures such as subsidizing fuel and electricity, keeping interest low, and filling the public sector with political appointees. All of this has created a massive financial burden. And reducing that expenditure as part of a series of conditions to secure an IMF bailout is not proving easy. Minel Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.